Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. We're gonna learn Mizmor Samach Aleph together, and always good to be able to start off the day with the words of David HaMelech. Lam Natzeach al Neginas la David, Shema Elohim Rinasi, Hakshiva Tfilasi. So the Malbim explains that we have two different, completely different modalities of Tfilah that David HaMelech is going to express, and that actually he's introducing a bifurcated Mizmor. One of them is Keneged the Rina, which is really Tfilah Ve'es Tzara, and then Hakshiva Tfilasi is going to be Keneged in accordance with the second half of the Mizmor, as we'll see, which has to do with David's redemption and his desire to give praise and mostly Hodah, thanksgiving to Hashem. So the Mizmor begins with David running away from Shaul, Haslaim, the great rocks of Israel, if you know the Ein Gedi area, the beautiful area, where the Elim are, the mountain goats. So this is the beginning of the Rina in the sense of the Megillas Eicha. Kumi Roni v'alayla barosh ashmeros. Roni is to cry out in the night. So Mikteha Aratz Eilecha Kra v'atof libi b'tzur yarum yimeni tancheni. He's on the rocks. He's on the mountains. He's running away. Ki hayisa machsali. The only true fortress for me is not with the zifim, as we talked about, the individuals, you know, that handed David over and gave away his location. The only true fortress for David is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Ha'isa Machzali, Migdal Oz, Mipnei Oyev, Hashem is his fortress. Agura Ve'ochav Almim, Echaseh B'seisar K'nefecha Sala. Right, we use that expression, B'seisar K'nefecha, in many different contexts when we recognize that the only true protection that a person can have is in Hashem. David HaMelech was an expert. He was a virtuoso in realizing that. We talked about this in the context of Bevarcha Bipnei Shaul when he was in the house with Michal and he had to go down the window, the Misgav. We talked about that this week as well. Ki Atalohim Shematalin Darai Nasata Yerushas Yirei Shemecha. And now David HaMelech is shifting, the Malbim says, to a different modality, that when David was in Eis Tzara, we know Tosfos in the beginning of Masech Tehillim says, generally speaking, we don't take an Eder, Kisechta Lindor Leyevich HaChet, that's the Pasuk in Kisetzi, but Tosfos says, an Eis Tzara is shiny. So that's different, because in an Eis Tzara, a person feels that they have to pull out all the stops, so that Hashem will have Rachmanis on them. So the neder that David made was that if Hashem would allow him to live a longer life, David HaMelech lived till 70, he didn't live the longest life, even though, again, you have to be thankful for everything, but he could have perished a much younger man when he was in his 20s, 30s, running away from, or 20s, really, running away from Shaul. So he says, this became a popular song, but what it actually means in context is if Hashem will protect me by giving me more years to live, so I will then dedicate my life to Hashem. I will guard my neder every single day by expressing Hodah to you, taking this back to the beginning of the Mizmor, Hakshiva Tefilasi, right? At that point, you will hear from up close my tefillah. So what David HaMelech is describing here is a kind of transformation that he'll go from the Rina, Kumi Roni Valayla, the Rosh Hashmeros, the desperate petition of a very dark and dispiriting evening and night. Things would look bleak. David only seeks refuge in Hashem. Agura ve'olcha olamim. B'tzel k'nafecha echasa. The only way that David HaMelech can possibly be protected, he believes, is migdal oz mipnei oyev, that Hashem will be his fortress. And then David HaMelech moves to the idea of lifnei elokim, that this storm is going to pass. He'll come out on the other side, and he will be able to be azamra shimcha. To keep the promise that I made to serve you, if you will give me life, yamim al yamei melech tosef shenosav kimodor vador. And David, of course, indeed did end up living to the age of 70. I think it's so metaphorical for the time that we're in. Of course, you know, we're sort of on that boundary between the Rina and the Tfilah. On the one hand, we're certainly not out of the woods, and people to remain vigilant, and God forbid, avoid any behavior that things are still, you know, precarious, that could, God forbid, be irreversible. And then on the other hand, we can sort of begin to sense not just the Rina, but the Tefillah, L'shalmi Nidara Yom Yom, that we thank Hashem, Yomim Al Yimei Nalach Tosef, Shenosef Kimo Dor Vador, to be able to come through this experience and then be able to utilize that gift of life for the most elevated purposes, to live a life of Lifnei Hashem, as David HaMelech expresses here. So, by Yamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh, it was true for him. God willing, it will be true for us as well, that we should be granted life, Yamim Al Yimei Nalach Tosef, Shenosef Kimo Dor Vador, and that we'll be able to l'shalmi nidara yom yom from this point on in our lives to live up to that neder, quote unquote, of using the time that we're given. We have to realize now that every day of our lives is a precious gift. It's good to start it with David HaMelech for that reason. Hopefully it focuses us very well. Every day of our lives is a precious gift that we can dedicate towards a high, you know, noble, and very fine purpose in the tradition of David HaMelech. Everybody have a wonderful day.